This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Come back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning. It's Sunday morning. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do what we can to help you out. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara in Derry.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a poinsettia that last spring I cut it back and repotted and fertilized over the summer, and in October I put it in the closet. But it never turned red, and some of the leaves started turning yellow and dropping. Can I do anything to make it bloom?
Now, has it? Did it have green foliage after that dormancy period?
Yes, it's beautiful green, dark green. But it, when I put it in the closet, it just didn't turn red like it has in the past.
Okay, and how long ago did you take it out?
I think I gave up at Christmas. I just left it out.
No, I. So that was the final time you had brought it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So it takes about 8 weeks after you've stopped that 14-hour that process of total darkness for it to start to bloom.
Oh.
So that could be why it's happening. That's why I was asking when you took it out of the closet for, you know, full time.
Okay. Well, I put it in the closet like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I took it out the next morning at 8 or 9.
Okay.
So it's shorter daylight.
Yeah. So you want to do that for just about like 40 days, maybe 45 days maximum, and then you can leave it out to allow it to get that light to grow, to turn the colors of the bracts to that. Have you used any type of fertilizer at all?
I was fertilizing weekly before I put it in the closet. I didn't
okay.
so much when I put it in the dark.
At this point, have you done anything to fertilize it since you took it out?
No.
Okay. I would definitely give it some sort of fertilizer to start pushing the new growth, the new flowers. You said it had a lot of the green leaves. Some of them are turning yellow and falling.
Right.
So it takes some time, about 8 weeks, for it to really produce those colors. So, you know, that could be one of the reasons why you're not seeing it. They need a humid environment, so they like to be warm. So that could be helping them. Just trying to think if there's anything else you could do for it. I definitely fertilize it with an all-purpose fertilizer, maybe even a bloom booster. So a bloom booster would be that heavy middle number of the fertilizer.
Okay. But it still will bloom?
You might be able to get it to blossom at this point. Because it seems like it's only been about 5 to 6 weeks since you stopped this process.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less than that. And again, it takes about 8 weeks for this to happen. So keep fertilizing it. You can start to give it more sunlight at this point. Keep it away from a draft. But definitely give it something to give back to it. So, you know, it's come out of its dormancy period. You want it thriving and ready to go. I'd go with a liquid form versus a granular form or like a spike. The liquid form, you might have to do more often, every couple, 3 weeks. But it's going to get into the plant stronger and faster than a granule. You want it to go quick. You don't want it to, prolong it all winter.
Yeah, I do have a liquid, so I'll do it today.
Definitely, and then follow that through. Follow the instructions on the back. Some of them will say every 10 to 14 days. Keep it to that. You could also get like a slow release. I know I just said not to, but a slow release to add to it, which would be like an Osmocote type, that little granular, because that'll slowly break down each time you water as well and give it some fertilizer. So it'll help the blossom period. Because you usually shouldn't, while a plant is flowering, you shouldn't fertilize it because it's already getting to that point that you want it to. You don't want to push the new growth. You want to push the flowers.
Right.
So that's why that slow release will be in there, because it'll give it a little bit, but not a lot.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the phone call, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your day. Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Elma in Massachusetts.
Elma, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a real bad case of crabgrass. What should I do?
Well, so have you done anything in the spring at all?
Not last year, but for a couple of years I did. Nothing happened.
Okay. So there's a crabgrass preventer out there that starts off as a barrier. It creates a barrier for those weed seeds of the crabgrass. So you put that early in the season, about the time that the forsythias start to bloom. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can actually use that same product about 6 weeks later. It's a granular form that you put onto the lawn. They usually, you look out and it's that four-step program.
What's the name of it?
So different ones you can use. Jonathan Green has a great one. Their spring crabgrass preventer. Bonide has a crabgrass preventer and phase program that you can put down. It comes with fertilizer in it. You could use it, the crabgrass. Like I said, about the time that the forsythia are blooming,
yeah,
you do it then. And then about 5 to 6 weeks later, you can use the same one. It'll have fertilizer in it and the crabgrass preventer. Or if you want to use step two or phase two, which is usually the broadleaf weed killer, Bonide has a product that's just a crabgrass preventer that has no fertilizer in it, so you can use your step two to focus on it, to have that fertilizer plus the broadleaf weeds, and then this would add crabgrass. So there's two times you could definitely hit it in the spring to help prevent it. And then once it starts to get warmer, in July-ish, is when you'll start to see some of the crabgrass pop through. Bonide has a great product that you can spray the lawn. It's a crabgrass killer for when it's active. So it's definitely, you can use, it's like a three-step process on this to really get rid of it. But you're going to need to do it a couple times. But once you've gotten rid of any of it, the idea would be to put more seed down or to grow that lawn a little bit thicker. But fertilizing on the, every 6 weeks and staying to a program like that and going throughout each and every year is going to make your garden stronger. It's going to allow you to actually not have as many crabgrass seeds producing. Because the stronger the soil, the stronger the grass, the better product it's going to put out for you. So There's a little bit of a process to it, but you could definitely do the crabgrass twice this spring, and then use the liquid fertilizer to take care of it. The liquid killer, not fertilizer, excuse me. So hopefully that helps for you, Elma.
Well, I'll try it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. I know it's a little bit of work on it, but to get crabgrass, it takes a little bit of a process. Sometimes if it's so bad, it might be a time to have a professional come in to really do a strong spray, a strong fertilizer, etc. Get the nutrients moving in the soil. Get it stronger underneath to help you with a better product. There's that extreme option where you cut the whole lawn down, put sod down, and start fresh. That's a lot of work. The thing about weeds in the lawn and crabgrass or any other type of weed, it's going to take some time, and you need to put something down to go against it, to compete with those weeds, so that it's not just weeds going forward doing whatever they want. They have something to compete with and to try to choke those weeds out. Just a thought. We can talk more about it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out with all your gardening questions.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, I saw this last night on Facebook. One of the news outlets in Boston, the 25, had shared an article that got me looking at it. Its title was "Woman with Terminal Cancer Seeks Caretaker for Cherished Plant." This is out of Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This woman who unfortunately is dying of a terminal cancer has had a philodendron plant in her house for 15 years or longer. It's 15 feet long and a foot wide. And it starts near the window of the kitchen and winds all the way along the arch separating the kitchen from the living room in her apartment. She's quoted as saying, "It's a beautiful plant. I want it to go to someone who can continue to take care of it." I was just interesting. Somebody cares so much about their plants, they want them to continue. They want them to go to somebody. It's really cool to hear some of that. You know, I feel bad that there's terminal cancer involved, but she definitely has a love for plants. I thought it was pretty interesting. So anybody in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area, she's looking for somebody to take care of it. So I thought it was interesting. But other than that, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So and one of the shrubs that I've been looking at and wanted to give some information on would be a boxwood. It's a common boxwood. Bunch of different types of boxwoods out there that you could use for your garden. There's a few that stay small. There's a few that get big and wide. Like some of the smaller ones would be considered There's a true dwarf boxwood. There's also, I got to think of the name of it. Justin Brower, I believe, is a very small one as well. Then you have some medium sizes, Green Mountain Boxwood, Green Velvet Boxwood. Some of the others, like a Vardar Valley, gets a little bit bigger. But you can actually have some boxwoods that get real, that will get tall. Some will get, 7-8 feet tall. There's a Grand Blandy. It's very narrow. It only gets about a foot wide. But it'll actually get about 7 or 8 feet tall. It likes the cold weather, so it's definitely good for New England. Might need to tie it lightly, maybe get some jute twine, some green twine to keep it together, from the snow that we could get at some point. So that's a good one to look at for some height. If you're looking for just a couple feet, maybe 2 to 3 to 4. Wintergreen boxwood is a really good one. Cold hardy in our area. Faster growing. So it does well. Again, like I said, that Justin Brower's 2x2. So it's not going to get huge. If you're looking for something that maybe gets mounted more like... it's a little bit different. It's going to get 2 feet to 2.5 feet would be a Green Velvet boxwood. There's a Green Mountain boxwood that gets about 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide. So it's a nice hedge shape to it. It's a little different than having, the old time hedges were yews. There were yews everywhere, and just they'd prune them nice and tight, etc., to make it that hedge look. Boxwood might be a nice one to do that. There's so many different varieties. I could talk about them for hours. It's a really good hedge. It's a good border plant. Maybe put around next to a walkway leading up to the house. So, distinct look like that. One last one that I'll talk about is a Newport Blue. It's got a bluish green foliage. It's about 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide as well. Good in this area. But take a look at the garden centers this year. See if boxwood might be one to use for you. Doesn't flower, it's always green, but it's a great looking plant to add to a garden. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. About an hour and a half left, so we'll try to answer as much as we can going forward.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly has plans to meet with the Saudi Crown Prince this weekend. Pompeo telling CBS he will be talking about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during a meeting that's part of his visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. Pompeo calling the murder outrageous and saying the U.S. will hold those responsible for his murder accountable. At least 7 traffic deaths are blamed on the snowstorm that's been impacting much of the country this weekend. Mark Chenard of the National Weather Service says the St. Louis area was the hardest hit so far by the storm.
We had as much as 20 inches of snow reported across portions of eastern Missouri. That old system is pushing east now into the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic.
Travel continues to be dangerous across much of the plains, the Midwest, South, and eastern parts of the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You're till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. We've been talking a lot about houseplants the past couple of weeks, and I wanted to talk about a few different shrubs that are out there in our area that you could be looking at. I talked about boxwood on the other side of the break. Another one we can talk about is a juniper. Junipers are great border shrubs. They can also, some of them will get taller. They're very deer resistant. And a lot of them are drought tolerant. They do some great erosion control. So if on the side of a hill, a lot of them would be really nice to be using there. So one of the more popular ones is the blue rug juniper. Only gets about 6 inches tall, maybe a little bit more, but it will go about 6 feet wide. So it's great for erosion control. Grow on the side of a hill. You'll notice it in some areas, like on the side of an overpass, when you're driving on the highway, etc. So that could be one that you've seen and you just didn't know what it was called. And so that's a good one to do. It has like a bluish color to it. Obviously, it's a blue rug. And it will get, it almost is like a pale purple in the winter, but it's a pretty cool one to look at. There's the blue star juniper, which is very tight and compact foliage. You can't really see through it. It'll get about 2 feet tall and about 5 feet wide. I've seen it get a little bit taller than that, maybe 3 feet. I've even seen it on a standard where they take another type of plant, put it on a stem, and actually have it go on top of it in like a ball form. I've even seen it with the blue rug, as I was talking about. So it's different. But it's nice and tight. It's very dense. It's got blue, silvery gray needles on them. So it's a really good one to use. There's a few others, like the blue icy blue juniper, which is another carpet type. It does like cold weather. There's a gray owl that will get about 3 feet tall, 6 feet wide. There's some tall ones if you're looking for, like a skyrocket juniper. It's not going to get very wide, maybe a couple feet, but it's going to grow 8 to 10 feet tall, so it's going to shoot up. This is another one that you might need to tie up a little bit with some jute twine or something along those lines to hold it together. So that would be one to look at. There is another one that is... the Procumbens nana, which is a type of juniper that is kind of like a mix between a blue rug and a blue star, except green. It's a really, really cool looking one. It's, I want to say, it's so it doesn't get too crazy, but it just gets, it'll get wide, maybe about 6 feet tall as well. It's called a Juniperus Procumbens nana, N-A-N-A. So it might be a nice addition if you have a nana in your life, you want to add to it. But it's a pretty cool one. But like I said, it's almost like a combination of the blue rug and a little bit of the blue star, but it's like a blue rug, just really green. So it's a good one to look at. Again, this one I've seen on a standard. You can also bonsai this as well. So that's something different. There's the Hetz columnar junipers that'll get some height to it. There's a bunch of different varieties of juniper that you could look at to add to the garden that I think you would do well for you. If you're looking to make like a hedge with juniper instead of having that yew, or like I talked about the boxwood, the Pfitzer juniper, that one's going to get about 6 feet tall and 12 feet wide. So one of those is going to make a nice barrier. It's going to take some time to do. You know, one of the things I don't want to see you do is buy a bunch of them and put them real close to each other, because that barrier, you know, it's not going to allow the plant to grow the way it wants to. See if you can find one a little bit bigger. A lot of times with junipers, you're not finding them in big containers. Usually a 3 gallon might be the biggest. It might not look like a lot, but the juniper is something to put out there. So, again, just one to take a look at. I like the juniper. I don't like the one thing I don't like about juniper, for me, myself, when I grab some of them without a glove, you know, it is a little sharp, but I don't mind that part. It's more of the temporary rash that will go on your hands. It's just is more of an annoyance than anything. You know, it gets on your hands. Then when you wash them, you can feel those little bites, if you will, from it. So that's the one thing I don't like. That's the downfall. But it comes in a few different colors. Even there's a gold juniper as well. So you could have some different colors to add a evergreen foliage to your borders. You can even put them as blocking types, as I said, with the Pfitzer and some others. So it's a good little plant to take a look at. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. And maybe we'll do some more varieties of different shrubs for you. I know, hydrangeas, we're not really thinking about those at this point, but they have some beautiful blossoms. There's so many different varieties of them, and we could talk a little bit about a paniculata hydrangea and how, you know, these are the ones that have some big blooms to them. You don't need to worry about, do I prune them in the spring or do I prune them in the fall, etc. It's taking a look at those types of things. You know, there's one... it's called a Pinky Winky hydrangea. That is awesome looking. I introduced it to my father a couple years ago. And it's this cool little flower on it. It's a cone-shaped flower that is on the top, obviously, of the flowers, where it starts off in a dark pink lower to the leaves, works its way up, and it'll go to a whitish pink. So it's really cool. It's 6 to 8 feet tall, 6 to 8 feet wide. I love it. So that's an idea for the spring. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we'll go right to the lines. Nathan, who's up next? Nathan, you there?
Susan in New Hampshire.
All right. Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about orchids.
Okay.
I bought an orchid last fall, and it blossomed, and it looked really good, and then the blossoms died. It was in a very small container, so I repotted it in a bigger container using orchid medium, and it looks fine, but it's not doing anything, and I don't know what I can do to help it grow.
Okay. Now, how much light does it get?
It gets diffuse light. It's on a table about a foot away from a window.
Okay. So would you say a couple hours during the day, or would you say it's not getting...
At least a couple of hours during the day.
Okay. There's a lot of times with orchids, they want to help rebloom, to get them to flower, is the lack of light. It wants a lot of light to help them become to rebloom, to be stronger. Okay. The plant might look really healthy and green right now, the leaves, etc., but it could just be the light on that.
Okay.
Now, when you replanted it, you got a nice orchid pot, nice orchid soil. Have you fertilized it all?
I've given it some fish emulsion.
Okay. How long ago did you put that in?
Oh, probably about a month ago.
Okay. You might want to do it again.
Get some
fertilizer into them. When they're not flowering is the time you want them to give them the nutrients to push out the flowers for you.
Okay.
Maybe get a little bit, little bit of a stronger, I don't know what you're using for the fish emulsion. Maybe see if you can get something that has a little bit heavier of a middle number. The middle number of the fertilizer is to, is usually call it like a bloom booster.
Okay.
So it adds to the roots. It'll help develop the root system more and will help push the flowers to it.
What am I looking for? Give me an example.
There's like a Peters product out there that's like a 10-20-10. Or even a 20-20-20, just a heavy boost of everything. There are some out there that will just say bloom booster. And that's something that has that heavy middle number. And that's what you're really looking for to push it. Some will even have, I want to say I saw one at like 10-52-10.
Wow.
Where that middle number was very heavy. So that's what you're looking for. If you go into a garden center or a nursery or greenhouse, just say you're looking for a bloom booster or an orchid food. I like to put a bloom booster as well as use the orchid food after you've done that bloom booster. So push the bloom booster first. The next time you were to fertilize, use the regular orchid food. They have some liquid orchid foods out there that you could use. I know they have one that you can like pump and puts like a foam in it and will slowly dissolve into it. But the bloom booster is going to help push some of the roots and some of the flowers, and I think that would be beneficial for you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Susan. Good luck with the orchid.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, a couple minutes before this break. So I can continue on a little bit with the different hydrangea varieties. Like I talked about, the Pinky Winky was a cool one. That's an upright one that I really like. Limelight hydrangea is another good one. Limelight hydrangea has like a creamy green color to it. It's going to get the same size as the Pinky Winky, 6 to 8 feet tall, 6 to 8 feet wide. And you want partial sun to full sun. It's great looking. The color of the flower is lime green, hence why it's called lime light. It's just a lighter color of lime, if you will. It's a paniculata. The flower head can be about 12 inches tall. So it's not one of those small, like, ball-looking hydrangea. It's a very nice-looking pyramidal flower. So it's going to shock you. It's going to be that wow factor of a plant. You're not going to have to worry about, should I cut it in the fall? Should I cut it in the spring? What do I need to do? Am I going to affect the blossoms? The limelight is something you can prune in late winter or early spring. So we're talking March to April. It blooms on new wood, so you're not going to affect the plant. Same thing with that the Pinky Winky. So you can also trim off at that point any dead sticks, branches, anything along those lines to help grow a stronger base for you. You want to make sure it's got that strong base, because those flowers are so big they could, you know, bend down the branches. So take a look at it. This one's a limelight hydrangea, lime colored, pretty cool one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Susan about her orchid and getting it to rebloom, etc. I wanted to get the right fertilizer from, it used to be called Peters, it's Jack's Classics. Now, at this point, they have two fertilizers that I want you to look at. One is called Blossom Booster. It's a 10-30-20 for all your flowering plants. So you can use it on other plants, not just the orchids. You can use it on hanging baskets, anything that you use outside, containers. So it's not just a one type. So I'd use this to give it that boost, and then you can actually, they have a feed that's called Orchid Special. It's a 30-10-10. That one is water soluble as well, so you mix it into your watering can and water it in. And it's right on the box, it says extra nitrogen for orchids grown in fir bark, and that's usually what a lot of the orchids are in. So Jack's Classic is a great one, water-soluble, and works really well, and has some great combinations for it. They have a bunch of different other ones that you can use during the year. I believe they have like a petunia feed that's got some iron in it to help green it up. Some really good ones. If you've used the more mainstream one that's been out there for years that is in a green and yellow box, that's all right, but this would be a better alternative to it. I think it's a better product and better results. So they're not promoted as much as some of the other products that company would have, a different company would have. I think this would be a good one. It's called Jack's Classic. It used to be Peter's. They had like a Peter's 10-10-10 type liquid water-soluble fertilizer that had been out there for years, but now it's Jack's Classic. It's a great product to use, not just on orchids, but to use on any flowering plants, containers, hanging baskets, in the yard, etc. It's not just an indoor type plant for indoor plants. It's for indoor and outdoor. So I just wanted to pass that along, Susan. I know we had, I had given you some examples to, or just to go into a garden center and say you want this. See if you can find that or something like it that has a orchid boost to it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We can help you out the best we can and go from there. Now, I had talked about a limelight hydrangea. There is another one out there that stays a little bit smaller. It's called little lime hydrangea. So instead of getting 6 to 8 feet tall and wide, this is only getting 3 to 5 feet tall and wide. So it's a little smaller, hence why it's called little lime. It's got the same colors as the limelight, but it will tend to have a little bit of pink in it too, depending upon the soil. So that's one of the things that's a little bit different. You want to prune them in the same time, late winter, early spring. This paniculata hydrangea and most paniculata hydrangeas will bloom on new wood. So you can prune them in the spring and really help them out that way versus wondering, should I wait? Do I wait till all the green's on it? When should I actually cut it? So it's a little bit less maintenance. You're not worrying about it as much. So you want to put that in a very part sun to full sun. And it's going to get, like I said, lime type green, but it will have some pink to it. Blooms it towards the end of the summer, middle to end of summer. It is deciduous, so it'll drop its leaves over the winter. But it's a really cool one. It's a little bit different than the limelight because it's so much smaller. So little lime hydrangea is a good one to add to the garden this year. Get out there. It's more of like in the lower part of it, lower part of the shrubs, not the background of the shrubs. So that would be something to look at. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll be here till 10, so we got another hour to go to answer any of your questions. So we'll talk a little bit more here and there about all different types of shrubs as well.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.